Well, it's time to do one of our favorite things every Wednesday. We get to talk about downtown Bangor. Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership in studio, as always. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
And you brought a familiar face. Amy was with us a couple of months ago to talk about her book, Child Free by Choice, but I'll let you introduce her.
Oh, yes. So today we have Amy Blackstone, who, as Rich mentioned, is the author of Child Free by Choice. She is also a professor at the University of Maine, a bus rider who loves to ride the bus. And among my other favorite things about Amy, she and her husband Lance bought a building in downtown several years ago and have gone through several phases of redevelopment with it to try to kind of hit the right spot for what they want that building to be. And it's a beautiful, beautiful building. It's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Welcome.
they recently put an apartment. I know. They recently put an apartment on the second floor, which I've had the extreme pleasure of visiting. And it is so cool. It has like these like there used to be just kind of, you know, these giant old windows in there. But now they're giant new windows that slide open. So it's almost like, you know, being outside while you're inside.
Best spot to watch a parade in downtown Bangor.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, right at 58 Main Street.
Correct.
Perfect location. So what did you know? How did you know how Bangor and downtown were going to go since you bought that building? You were ahead of the curve. Oh,
well, I knew nothing. I just knew that I loved Bangor and that I wanted to be closer to downtown. So my husband and I, Lance and I, we had been looking at properties for a few years, and we moved here in 2003 from Minneapolis. And when we were in Minnesota, we lived downtown in Minneapolis and, you know, different scales in terms of city size. But we really missed the downtown vibe. We missed being able to walk to go out to eat, being able to use the bus, being able to just have a community, a downtown feel. So anyway, we bought the building in 2014 and we are loving every second of it.
Well, you wear some different hats here. So let's talk first of all about living downtown. You yeah. touched on some of the advantages, and this is a trend that is not new or unique to Bangor. A lot of places around the country you're seeing, and not just young people, you're seeing retirees, you're seeing, you know, people in their 30s and 40s choose that lifestyle because it you're close to everything, but it also frees you from a lot of things like having to worry about where to park the car and all that.
It really does. I mean, we love it in some ways. I don't know if this is an endorsement or not, but our world almost shrank when we moved downtown because we didn't need to hop in the car to go anywhere. And we just love it. And as you said, it's people of all ages. That's another thing we absolutely love. We're right next door to a school. So we see people of very young ages, but we also see people of not so young ages around town. And I love it.
All right, now, how about as a property owner and business owner or someone redeveloping the downtown area? What's great? What do you love about being downtown?
I love the cost of living, totally reasonable. I love, I already said that I can go out to eat and just walk to the place where I go. I love feeling like I'm a part of a community of fellow building owners and residents who really actually care about creating a welcoming space in downtown. I love all of the cultural stuff that downtown Bangor has to offer, the art museum, the theater. And I keep repeating myself, but it's really just this wonderful community feel.
And we've talked about this with so many people, the character of those great old buildings. You can, I don't care how much money you spend, you can't get buildings like we have in downtown Bangor.
No, absolutely not. It's hilarious. Every time we have people visit from out of state, they're in shock and awe that little old us have this awesome building. Nothing beats it in terms of
your building was a sailcloth factory too, which is kind of a cool thing to think about.
Yeah.
Because downtown is...
Wow.
You know, it's evolving even from what it was, you know, 10 years ago and what it was like 40 years ago. But to think that there was this point where there was so much manufacturing happening downtown and you know, that went away. And so downtown is constantly reinventing itself. And you guys have even had to reinvent your space like a number of times. Like you guys had the live performance space there for a while. And then you recently made that super cool apartment on the second floor. And yeah, so like these, you have to get kind of creative with like how you repurpose these buildings.
That's true. But another thing that's really great about being a property owner downtown is that City Hall is just a little bit of a walk away, a short walk away, mm-hmm. and you have access to all of the people that can answer all of the questions that you might have about what you can do with your space, what you can't do with it. And we've had very positive experiences working with the city as we try to figure out how we want to make our building home for us and a community space for others.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you about that. The city has been very good and open and helpful and welcoming. And that's not that it hasn't always been this way, but I think with some new leadership there, we're seeing people that are looking not just to next week, but down the road 5 and 10 years.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've had great experiences looking to the future and also looking to the past. Betsy mentioned that our building was once a sail cutting warehouse. We learned that it had been many other things too. When we bought the building, we went to the library and got some help from one of the reference librarians to read some historical documents that told us a little bit more about our space. One of my favorites is it was once a dress shop called Ursula's Dress Shop.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Bring that back. Wow.
Isn't that
cool? Downtown.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When was that building first built?
1890.
Oh, wow. So it survived the fire.
Then. Right. Yes. Wow. It's one of the few survivors of the fire. Yeah.
Well, that's incredible.
It was a grocery store. We still need a grocery store.
Yes, we do.
Plug for grocery store.
We need more, apparel retail, yes. For sure. Yeah. When we did our downtown survey, 41% of respondents said that they wanted more retail. And a lot of people like tagged that like clothing retail aspect specifically. But grocery store is definitely one. And kitchen store. People always say kitchen store. Oh, like, how cool
yes,
would that be?
That would fun. Be fantastic. Yes. I would love that.
What would it take to get Rooster Brothers downtown?
Twist some arms, yeah. Betsy. Do what you got to do. So where do you see, Amy, where do you see downtown Bangor going in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, I'm just a regular old sociologist, not a city planner. But
or where do you want it to go?
Well, if I think about where it's come in the last 15 years, 16 years since we've been here, I hope that we'll continue on this trajectory that we've been on for several years. I love that there are... there's something for everybody downtown. And I think that we're only going to continue to move in that direction. So we mentioned a couple of other things like a grocery store or a clothing mm-hmm. store that would make it even better than it already is. But I think we're on the right track.
And we've talked about this, but I love the fact that maybe 8-10 years ago, people went downtown, they would look for a space right next to that one business they were going to, and it was in and out. And now you park or you just walk downtown, if you're lucky enough to live close like I do, and you stop into several businesses along the way. You plan for lunch or you plan for dinner. You go to the theater. You go to see a performance of some kind. And it's not one stop. It's many stops.
Right. Oh, yeah. You reminded me of one of our favorite things to do is we call it a Bangor walkabout. So we just did this over the weekend where we have no plan other than to step outside our door and walk around and see. I have blisters to prove that we just did a Bangor walkabout. We walked all over town, popped into the shops, spent probably more money than we intended to, had lunch, had a beer, had a great day, and we were out all day. And we were just downtown the whole time. It was great.
There it is. Downtown Bangor in a nutshell, the beauty of it right there. Amy Blackstone, thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Betsy, thank you as always.
Thanks for having us.
You know who's on next week? I haven't looked ahead.
I probably should have done my homework and checked my schedule.
I could have done it too. I could have written it down. But I know you'll be here, and that's all I need to know.
Aw, thanks.
That brings me much comfort. Thank you, Betsy.
You.
Every Wednesday, we talk downtown Bangor here on Downtown.